Hey guys, welcome to Running Highs and Community Ties, the official podcast for Hills for ATL. I'm your host, Lindsay Sizemore, and I am so excited to be able to take off tonight on episode 9. We have an amazing guest with us tonight. He's somebody I've actually had the opportunity to know a little bit longer than my time here at Hills, so I feel a little bit connected and close to him as well, and I'm just really excited to have the opportunity to really dive into his story and to learn a little bit more about, what his why is and what he's all about. So tonight we have Mauricio. Hey, Mauricio.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yes, thank you. I love
the setup. I love everything about this. So I'm really excited about being here.
Yeah, I am so happy that you said yes. I was like, I don't know if he's going to say yes, but I couldn't think of a better like role model and person who tries to just, you know, go after life and improve yourself every single day. So I thought that you would be perfect for really what we're trying to capture here at the in the podcast. And so I guess let's just dive right in. I know that I could talk to you all night long, but I do want to know, just so everyone else can know, where are you from? How long have you been here? Where are you located?
I'm original from Uruguay. Uruguay is way down there, South America, between Argentina and Brazil, just in case you don't know. It's a small little country, only like 3 million people. Probably the same size as Georgia. And I've been here since 2001.
Nice. So you moved from Uruguay to
Georgia.
Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Did you come with family?
Yes. I came with, you know, my parents, my brother. So yeah, it's been.
So 2001, how old were you?
Back in those, I was 16.
16?
Yes.
Okay. Nice.
Yes. So it was kind of a big change for me, you know. Sometimes I feel like I'm from here, but then from there. So it's kind of a mix of everything. So, you know, I love living here, but I also love my country, so it's kind of...
Do you get to go back and visit?
I haven't. Believe it or not, I haven't. So that's one of the things that's kind of coming up next. I still got things that I want to know more about United States first, which I've been traveling a lot daily, so it's going to be... It's going to be interesting when I go back.
You've been getting around lately, especially the past few weeks. I keep messaging you, and you're like, oh, I'm over here.
Yes.
One thing you guys may not know about Mauricio, or maybe you do, he's an amazing cyclist. Like, that is his sport. Like, he dominates every single race that you just ever throw yourself into. You're always out there training for something. You've always got something on the calendar. So we're going to definitely get into... maybe what you're working on and maybe some recent achievements that I think that you've had. So tell me how you were introduced to Hills.
Hills. I do believe I was through you. I quite remember we went for a ride bike with some friends in comments, and we ended up, you know, you invited me to Hills, and I was like, I'm not sure how it's going to be. And since... You know, I was like, no, let's give it a try and see what's going to be like. And then, I love it from the day one. It's, I love the, you know, don't matter your level you are, it, you know, you still show up, you do whatever you can, and people will support you. And, you know, there's no judgment on it. So that's perfect. And it's even free. So
it's free. Yes. What did you think about all the people when you first started coming?
At first, you know, I'm kind of a quiet guy. I don't really share a lot with a lot of people, so it was hard for me. But then I feel right on it, and every time I can, besides my cycling journey, I try and do a workout here and there. So
nice.
Plus, you get the morning or the afternoon classes, so you know it's amazing.
It's good for your schedule, right?
Yes, perfect.
Yeah, I know. I love the options. I love the options. And because you're a cyclist, do you see that like adding this to your training is benefiting you? Do you see yourself as a runner? I know we aren't a running club per se.
Yes.
But you know, I've personally experienced this being a good addition to some training that I already do.
Yeah, especially, I mean, cycling and crits, That's the type of race that I love the most.
You're gonna have to explain what crit means.
Okay, so crits are kind of in the city. They're usually short tracks, and you know, 90 degrees turns, and you kind of have to, every time you turn, you have to sprint to the next turn, and then you sprint again. So feels like hills is a perfect fit for cycling, especially for crits, because it's a high intensity sprint. So yes. Every time I go to hills, I'm thinking about, okay, I'm in a race, so I'm gonna sprint the faster I can all the way to the top, and then there he goes again, a little bit break, but then you go again. So it's,
yeah, so like, guys, if there's anyone out there that's into adrenaline and that wants to know more about how to like take it there, mm-hmm. cycling, you've got to ask Mauricio, because well, he's in a ton of crits all kinda, the time.
Yeah, we kind of live and learning. You know, I done so many things in the past, like CrossFit, running, and you know, other things, soccer. But cycling is always that I always want to try. And I do believe if you're gonna try something, you gotta get up there and try your best. And that's where we are right now.
Absolutely, and I think that's kind of like the culture of Hills for ATL too. Everybody's out there just trying to be their best selves. Everybody's trying to improve just wherever they're at. And it's just such a welcoming place to be at on a Wednesday once a week. But I know now we have multiple options to connect with community. So what has that part meant to you, just being able to just be around a diverse group of people?
You know, like I say, I'm kind of shy. I don't do a lot of talking. I don't, you know, so it's kind of like it opens the options to talk to other people, meet other people. That's a lot for me. And, you know, and like I say, you you can come in the morning or afternoon and you still can get a great workout in an hour for free in outdoors. That's, you know, in Piedmont Park, so it's all combined together. It comes to a really nice atmosphere on it. So yeah, I love it.
So outside of Hills for ATL, I know that you have your own company.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what you do for work.
Well, I'm a plumber, but I get drafted into remodel projects a lot. So I do a lot of bathrooms and kitchen remodels.
Nice.
I own my own small little company, so I started again last year with a new name, new everything, and it's been doing really good.
So have you always kind of been in that industry and you just now started your own company, what do you say, last year?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I used to have another company, then I had to kind of close it down, put it down, and make some changes on my life, and then now I'm kind of back again to it.
Okay, so again, if anybody needs a plumber or some remodeling, yes. Mauricio is your guy.
I'm here. Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you do for self-care. You know, we all have to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And so you're not your average cyclist, and you know it. Like, you are truly elite, and so you have intense training. You are making time for your community.
Yes.
You're working and doing projects, big or small, mm-hmm. and you're also a father, you know? So what are some things, if you could open up, that are important to you that you do for you only, that to take care of yourself?
Well, I'm big time on eating the right food, eating the right, you know, drinking a lot of water, and I don't do a lot of drinking, so that's, I don't like any of that, so that's kind of easy for me on that side. Because I believe if you're going to try your best, it's not just training. It has to be everything on your mindset, on the way you do things, that you have to kind of concentrate on that, because every little thing, it can make a huge difference on cycling or any sport. I'm really competitive with any sports. You know, I used to do CrossFit before, and I was the same way. Then I jumped into cycling.
Where did you go to CrossFit at?
It used to be in Lawrenceville, not called CrossFit.
Okay.
That was before the pandemic and all this. After the pandemic, I kind of started riding bicycles, mountain bike, and the last 2 years, I really got serious into road racing. So yeah, crits mainly.
How many bikes do you have? Do I dare ask?
I would say around six.
Okay, yeah.
It's not too bad.
That's when you know that you love a sport, is when you have all the bikes that you need for any given purpose and time, and you have bikes for friends to borrow. And, you know, I just love that that's kind of like what, how you and I actually met.
Yes.
You know, long, fun bike rides, conversations, watching sunrise, you know, pushing it. I think I had achieved back then like my longest distance yet on a bike, and I didn't think I could do that, but it happened because of the positive, you know, encouragement that was going on the entire day.
Yes.
And so that's something that really just stands out to me about who you are. And I know that you're saying you're shy for the most part, but in out there at Hills, like you're laughing, you're sweating, and you just have like a light about you. You know, you're happy to be there. You're happy to be there. You know, spending your time doing that. And I think other people really pick up on that. And I think you really, even if you don't know it, like you're actually helping people in ways that you don't even realize, you know, just to start their day good, you know? Yeah. So eating good is important to you. Okay. Taking care of yourself. I mean, are you somebody who sleeps, or do you like to listen to music? How do you have fun?
I have fun with myself. I like to make a lot of jokes around, and I even make jokes on my own self. So I'm a funny guy. It's just probably most of the people will see me on the hills. I'm not that guy who's going to be talking a lot, because I'm more concentrated on the workout.
Yeah.
Most guys are.
So yes. There's that.
So yeah, I kind of get really serious when it comes to a workout, whatever it is. It's kind of my mindset that, you know, I'm concentrated on what I'm doing. So a lot of people, they don't know me because of that. But besides that, I believe I'm a cool guy. So yeah. It's,
I can also kind of see, like, you know, doing like at-home projects and doing remodeling and things like that. I can see how a job like that would actually be pretty therapeutic, right?
Sure it is. Yeah, sure it is. You know, just today, a lady kind of brought me out of my box, and she was kind of like, "Can you do this and that?" And I'm like, "I really never done it, but I'm here to try." And yeah, so it's. It's kind of, you kind of set your limits, and you kind of see how you can handle things, and always about trying new things, and never give up. It's always about trying. I believe it's, you know, the most you try, maybe the first time you not do it right, but then you will get better to it.
Yeah, you're constantly learning every single day, and then you're also learning how to navigate you know, different clients and their personalities and their needs and the project. And it really just helps to strengthen you as a person overall by the end of the day. You may be tired on some of those days. You may be shaking your head on some of those days.
Well,
but I know that there's still a satisfying feeling, you know, to be able to look at something and know that you just took something and you changed it and it looks even better and that you did that work. There's just something about using your hands, too.
Yes, you know? Most definitely.
I mean, me just being in roofing and having gear and tools and you know, climbing buildings and just doing things, like, I'm using my hands. There's something about that I actually like.
Yes.
So I have a feeling you probably experience the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
I won't do any hikes that you do, but yes. Besides that.
Never say never, right?
Well, you never know.
Exactly. Never, it's fun. We'll start by doing some hiking and trails and stuff like that. We'll go super high.
I'm ready.
And then we'll
bring
see
it
how
on.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about what's a challenge? We've all got them. What's something that you're proud of that you have overcome?
I'm proud of my daughters, mainly. That's a
How
big
many?
Key for
you
me.
You said daughters have, with an S.
Yes, I have three daughters. Annabelle is 19. I got Viviana, she's 15. And Lucy's turning 9 tomorrow.
And I have met the first one and the youngest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They're kind of like me, energetic, and they like to be outdoor, tons of workouts, tons of trying different things.
High energy.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Big time. And yeah, I'm really proud. Annabelle is in college. She's on Life University. She plays soccer for them. So yeah, I'm really proud of, you know, what she becoming and what she's coming to.
You guys have a really close relationship.
I'm sorry?
You have a close relationship with your kids?
Yes, yes, yep, yeah, most definitely. When it comes to a workout, we kind of, Annabelle and I and Luciana, the little one, we kind of the same personality. Annabelle haven't get a chance to come to the Hills, but she will one day. So, she's also always busy with soccer and school and all these things.
I bet they look up to you so much with all of the cycling and all of the achievements that you're able to do.
I have, you know, I'm a single father, so I have every 2 weeks, I have Luciana, the little one, mm-hmm. and she knows I'm always racing, so she's like, well, how many medals you got? And she wanted me to show the medals, and, what's this medal? Why you have a third and not a first? And I'm like, well, you know, I kind of learn more from the third than from the winning, so I think it's a challenge because there's always going to be something. And, you know, and don't matter what you do, sometimes it depends on you. It depends on something else that happened outside or just better person out there. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm kind of trying to teach her this. Not always about always winning. It's about learning and the process between.
Absolutely.
So that's
absolutely. I mean, we can't control the outcome sometimes, mm-hmm. but we can show up. We can give it the best we got. And then if we fail, then we can also pick ourselves back up and we can dust ourselves off and we can find the lesson in it and we can keep on going. And I know that you get to be a living, breathing example of that, like with your races. I mean, not every mm-hmm. race that you do turns out well,
yeah.
right? I can only imagine crashes or cramps failing, mm-hmm. you know, pieces on the bike, you know, all the things that can happen, but they're watching you and they're looking up to you and they're learning and they're seeing that dad still wakes up and has a smile on his face and mm-hmm. he signs up for that next race and he doesn't give up. And I think that that's huge. And I say that because, like, I am one of five daughters from my father. I don't have any brothers. And so just being like one of many daughters, like, you know, my dad, I mean, I'm looking up and I'm learning constantly mm-hmm. to him, and I just have every reason to think that that's also going on with them. And Lucy, man, she is so special.
Yeah, she actually came, I would say a month ago, she came one day. I was a little bit surprised. We went 7:30 in the morning, so she kind of wake up, and I told her what it was going to be, how it's going to be, and she was really excited, and then she went and did it. So, yeah, I was really proud of her.
Is she one of the kids that went barefoot, or she did it with some shoes on?
No, she did it with her soccer shoes. That's,
okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
Nice. I bet that will help her soccer, too. She probably wants to come back, too.
Yes.
We were in the rain yesterday. It was definitely, it was pouring rain. It was so much mm-hmm. fun.
Yeah, I messed up yesterday, and then when I saw the videos, I'm like, oh, that was amazing.
And talking about Lucy and then, you know, talking about, like, the rain and, you know, I remember looking over at a couple different people, and one of the big things that I always like to hit on in life, I mean, I'm 36 right now, mm-hmm. but being out there in the rain and just having no care in the world, like, it was just, like, exactly what you feel like when you're a kid. You know,
yes,
and to be like, just to be able to just have fun and just not care about the rest of the world for an hour and let's just get soaked and who cares? I don't have a towel, I don't have anything. It was so much fun. And so that, I love that you're bringing Lucy out there and all of that. And so I guess just tell me a little bit. I know, like, moving to the U.S. and you're super interested in learning more about the U.S., but I know the community at Hills is really important. It's one of the things that we push and talk about, and mm-hmm. there's just something about being connected to other people that strengthens us, especially on those harder days, but it's also fun to celebrate the community as well. So Sorry. since So since celebrating the community is, you know, something that has helped me so much, I am interested to see, like, as she transitioned back into, or not back into, but in back into the United States, mm-hmm. how has community played a part in helping you feel welcome and helping you feel at home and helping you, like, learn things that are necessary to learn in order to live life? And, I mean, you're a business owner. You've learned a lot.
Yeah, it's you know, it's, sometimes I kind of talk to my parents about, you know, why we came here, and I see the opportunities in this country, and I see there was a lot of struggle between, but, you know, I think that made me stronger on the long run.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone in particular that, like, has just, like, been there for you, like, no matter what, throughout maybe your family?
I mean, my dad and my mom is, they're always up there. I mean, they're always around. They always worry about me. They always, you know, if I need any little thing, they're always around there. So, but, and my kids, believe it or not, Annabelle, she's a little bit older. She, even though she's 19, she's always calling me and checking on me and make sure I'm doing well. So, but yeah, my mom and my dad is a big part of that, big key of my successful.
Nice. You talk about a lot of things that motivate you and people that have supported you, and so I really just, I want to open up a little bit more about your why, you know, your motivation is to, yes, you want to be better than yesterday, and you're trying to improve yourself, but why, you know, why is that important to you?
Well, I think, you know, life is about living it simple. I do believe you only live once. And, you know, I want to teach my kids that there's no limits. Whatever you set, whatever goal you have, or whatever dream you have, if you work hard enough, you can make it happen. I remember one day, one of my oldest daughters, she's like, when I was getting into cycling, she's like, are you not too old for that? And I'm like, believe it or not, I'm not. And, you know, I prefer, it's, you know, with races, with, you know, I compete with kids that are, in cycling, there's no age, so I compete with kids that are around her age, so she's kind of impressed on that. But yeah, that's my why. There's always something up there that it keep me pushing for. It's not just the cycling, it can be anything else. Right now it's the cycling. Maybe in another 3 years it can be something else, but there's always, you know, I don't know what it is, but there's always something that I had to push myself into it.
And sometimes there truly are people, and I might even be one of them too, that it's just instilled with inside of us that, I think you actually said it already, like, we only have this one chance at life. We have this one body, we have this one chance, we have this moment, right?
Yes.
And that's why I just love being present with you right now, because that is the most important thing that we have, right? Mm-hmm. And if we just want to make the most of it, I don't want to sit on the sidelines, and I don't want to just be a spectator. I want to go out there and try. I don't care if I fall on my face, you know, I just want to see, you know, what it's like to just try. And it seems like that's what you're doing. And you're actually being pretty successful here lately. Let's celebrate you for a second. What did you just win? Where were you at, and what did you just win?
Well, I was in, last weekend I was in, I did the Georgia Games for, you know, cycling. It was 2 days, 3 competitions. I won all of them, and I won the overall.
Has it ever happened before?
To me, no. I mean, maybe somebody else, but not to me.
Like, that right there shows all of that training commitment and that drive in the midst of those races. Like, that's not easy. I've seen those races. I've seen those men out there going insane. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody wants it, but, like, you wanted it bad enough. You wanted it bad enough. Yes. You sit on the podium. Yeah. Well, not once, but how many times?
That was 3 races in the 2 days, okay. And I got into my car and I drive to Ohio, because Monday was the Pan American Masters race crit, and I got there and I show up and I was really tired, but I was like, oh, I'm gonna give it my best and hopefully I get something out of this, and I was able to win. So
I was really excited. You left it all the way out there. Yes. You were like, I've made it all year, I'm exhausted.
Yes.
And there's just something amazing about that. I can even see you driving to Ohio, tired. Gosh, I gotta go do this race. This is the last thing you're here. I've gotta finish strong. And then, of course, the day of the race, you're probably like, all right, here goes nothing. And then you did it.
Yes, I did it, and I was really proud. And then, there was 4 days in Ohio competition. There was no expectation on the other races because they're kind of a little bit different than what I'm usually to it. But the last race, it was a mountain bike race, and I went on and I was first. I was with a good timing, and then my chain broke and I kind of crashed really badly, and yeah, I was put the bike together and I was able to do a third. So yeah, that was the most impressive for
so
me.
Crazy. I would be like, you know, dropping the chain, trying to figure out what's up and yes. Watching cyclists just go past me, but like yes. You still came in third.
Yeah, so you know, like I say, I think life is about trying your best always.
It is.
And it don't matter what's gonna be the finish line, what position, but at least you know you try your best, and that's the key for me right there.
You make people want to go out and sign up for a race right now.
Well, I'm here.
That's what's happening to me right now.
Well, let's do it.
I know, let's go, absolutely. Okay, so you just had a ton of success, and so you probably already started motivating people to get out there, and even if it's not racing, but just ride bikes. Mm-hmm. That's amazing part of CardioGo, that's not so bad on the knees, and it's a whole other community of people.
Yes.
That are also amazing too. And so what are some things that you are working on? It could be physical training, it could be health, it could also be maybe in business. So what do you think, what do you say you're running towards in life?
Well, from the last year I learned that I've always been in shape for a bicycle race, but sometimes I show up to the races and I was not able to potentially put my mind on there. So there were so many races that I could have done much better, but my mentality wasn't there, or was it, you know, I was thinking I'm not ready, or this person is better than me. So I'm kind of working on myself, on being more confident on me. What I do and what I believe, and yeah, keep pushing forward. Obviously, I'm growing this company again, and yeah, I wanna grow up a business, a solid business, but also I wanna be able to enjoy what I like to do, which is, you know, I don't wanna be working all the time. I wanna kind of share the things that I love to do, and yeah. Be able to enjoy life. I believe it's a little bit of everything.
Balance. Work hard, yes. Enjoy it, live life to the fullest, push yourself. Is there anything that Hills for ATL can do to continue to support you?
Just to be up there. I mean, ATL is amazing. I mean, like I say, it's a free workout. You get the option morning, afternoon, so nothing else than that. I mean, I really appreciate everyone up there, because it's a really nice community, and you know, I always try to get new people into the hills. A lot of people ask me about the hills and they feel like, oh, I'm not on that level, and I try to explain to them that there's not such a level. You do whatever you can, you do your best, there's not judgment, so you'll be all right.
I mean, you're leading by inviting other people there. You've been out there, you do it all the time. You're encouraging other people to also take part of something great. And I think that really just sums you up, because it's not just what you're doing for your children, but you're doing it for other people as well. So I hope to see all the girls out there soon. And sure. If there's ever anything we can do, if we can celebrate you, your next big race, racing. But I just want to say thank you for kind of like opening up and telling us a little bit about who you are. I think you're amazing. You're an amazing friend. I'm constantly inspired by all the positivity. And I can commend your parents for raising a good person. but thank you for your drive. And thanks for just going for it. Because you have so much left to do in your life. And I can already see so many amazing things happening for you as well. So thank you for being here tonight. And hey, guys. Hills for ATL is definitely popping in Atlanta. We have so many opportunities for you to get involved. It is all movement and fitness and wellness related. We have sponsors out there. We have Smart Water. We have Celsius. We have acai bowls. We have Ivy's. We have all kinds of people out there to get connected to. Other businesses. Sometimes you see drones flying out there. We do it in the rain. We do it in the sun. We just are out there enjoying each other, pushing yourselves. We take breaks when needed. Feel free to check this out if you are anywhere near Atlanta. We are taking off at 6:30 in the morning. I'm sorry, 7:30 in the morning, and then 6:30 p.m. at night. We would love to see you out there, and if you see Mauricio out there, if you see me out there, definitely come by, give me a hug, give him